You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Guys, I think I decided it's going to be the Chicago Sky. I know I kind of said that at the beginning of the show, and then I kind of wafered a little bit. But what do you think, Roy? Are you going to pick a team? Is anyone else joining me?
Stick with the Sky.
Stick with the Sky.
Go with your first instinct. Be a Sky guy.
Yeah. A Sky.
I mean, they had Candace Parker, so, you know, I was with them a couple years ago. So
now, Jeremy is doing a cheat code. He got some Fever hat.
Long time Indiana Fever fan over here.
He's jumping on this Caitlin's team.
Big time Fever guy.
I question you on that. When did you get that hat? What were the circumstances?
In 2019, I decided it's time to get into the WNBA. The summer was coming up. I really wanted to watch some good WNBA basketball, and so I took a quiz. I took a quiz on SB Nation that was, hey, which team should you root for?
Oh, I want to do that.
Yeah. Clickbaited, right?
So it was a quiz back from 2019, and it was like a personality test, and there were things about the type of teams you like rooting for, and ultimately, it told me, hey, you should root for the Indiana Fever. So the first thing I did was I went online, and I bought an Indiana Fever 20-year anniversary hat, and I started wearing it. Because they were founded in 1999. It was their 20-year anniversary in 2019. And I've been wearing that hat periodically over the last 5 years, following some games here and there. And now I am all in on my Indiana Fever. So Lucy and I will be together in this venture.
This is exciting to me. A new sport. I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, it should be. Look, it's going to be a lot of fun to follow the WNBA because I think a lot of us care about it in a way that, let's just be frank, we haven't around this show for the last several years, forever. And to have experts in Lucy and Jessica who have been following the sport for years now, have been following these players through their college careers. And like I was saying earlier in the show, like, this is the first time that I'm watching a WNBA draft. Like, all right, I know a bunch of these players and what happened throughout their college careers. So to now follow them off on their different teams, like you mentioned, I mean, Camila Cardoso and having Angel Reese on the same team in Chicago. And that's, you know, Dwayne Wade was really excited about them. It's cool.
All right. So I just got sent this quiz. Okay. And I love these type of questions because it has nothing to do with basketball. It's just random life questions. Like the first one is pick a protein, hot dog, hamburger, veggie dog or chicken. So, all right, so I'm going to go through this, and I don't want to, like, if this gives me a bad team, I have the ability to punt on this.
No.
Sure.
I just did the quiz as well, and I got the Dallas Wings.
All right, well, Roy's a Dallas Wing fan. All right.
Which one is that one, SB Nation?
Yeah. All right.
So I went with BuzzFeed.
I did too.
I'm going to go with chicken as my protein.
I'm taking two to make sure that I get the same team on both.
Yeah, right. Now, second opinion.
Now, the second question is pick a side, coleslaw, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, or salad. I'm going to go with mac and cheese. Pick another side, fruit, cornbread, beans, or corn. Cornbread, big cornbread guy. Pick a drink, water, beer, lemonade, slushy. I'm gonna zag here. I'm going to go slushy. Pick which SPF sunscreen to use. Obviously, I'm going the highest, so I'm going to go 100. Pick a jam, Return of the Mac. That's famously one of my favorite songs. Summertime by Will Smith, Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus, or Fly by Sugar Ray. Man, all good songs. I'm going to go Return of the Mac. That's my jam. Pick a game to play. Water balloon fight, cornhole, twister, or slip and slide. Man, I'll go cornhole. And all right, fine. All right, that's the quiz. Let's see who my team is.
What'd you get?
Find my WNBA team. The Connecticut Sun.
The Connecticut Sun.
Mine too.
Are they
Connecticut?
Good?
You're Greg Cody's son.
I'm going with Chicago Sky.
So you did all of this for nothing. You've asked this question over and over all day.
Why would me picking a cheeseburger and a mac and cheese have anything to do with this?
Exactly.
Well, maybe you'll get the most transformative player in the league's history if you just stick around for another 5 years.
I don't understand why you can't just say that you want to root for the Sky.
You know what? I'm a Chicago Sky fan.
All right, there you go.
Sky guy. I'm a Sky guy.
I was a Sky guy on BuzzFeed, and on SB Nation, I was a Phoenix Mercury guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Are you in on this at all, Billy?
No.
Okay.
Since the dawn of mankind, we've cooked our food over an open flame and debated the best way to grill. One thing not up for debate, grilling and beer always go together. And not just any beer will do. Whether you barbecue Texas style or celebrate Wednesday with burgers and dogs, you need a beer that tastes great and is less filling, so you have more room for food. You need Miller Lite. As you guys may or may not know, I'm a pretty decent cook, especially behind the barbecue. So when I start the fire from my smoker on a hot day, really, the only thing that I have to worry about is what wood I'm going to use. The easiest decision for me is what I'll be drinking. That's a nice ice-cold can of Miller Lite. Oh, and by the way, here's a pro tip. It really goes well with brisket. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, and tastes as great as your barbecue. A perfect companion for grill masters across America. With the Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great, it tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.